Testing.
I had a dream.
Every Tuesday night, unfold the sonic blanket and wrap yourself in the sounds of punk, indie rock, electronic, and much more from near and far. We get cozy every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 on CKUW 95.9 FM.
You and
CKUW
in perfect harmony. 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
The Dave Barber Cinematheque is your home for cult classics, insightful documentaries, and independent cinema from around the world and up-and-coming Winnipeg filmmakers. Located at 100 Arthur Street, the Dave Barber Cinematheque has been a mainstay in Winnipeg since the 1980s. Check out their show listings, updated monthly, at DaveBarberCinematheque.com. Show your CKUW friends card and get member pricing for any regular screening. Shh.
You're listening to Engage, a presentation of the University of Winnipeg Students Association, where your student union updates you on events, activities, and student issues.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to UWSA Engage. This is Alan speaking, and I have a wonderful guest with me. But before we get started, once again, welcome to UWSA Engage. I feel like I haven't been here for a minute. I don't know what episode this is, but you are listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba, where programming is made by, for, and about the Winnipeg community. So once again, thank you to the guest that we have here. She was a Westman athlete. She's a JDC West captain. Oh, I'm alumni at this point, reigning JDC West Executive of the Year, one of the most exceptional business accounting students that I know, and easily one of the closest friends that I've met in Winnipeg and this journey in Canada that I've had. I'm welcoming Arundhati Muthu. It feels weird to say it in that accent, but Arun is how I call her. That's how everybody calls her, practically. And welcome.
Thank you. Do you want to introduce yourself
for a second there?
Yeah, sure. I mean, Alan kind of summed it up pretty well. I am Arun. I prefer Arun, actually. And I just graduated, and I've been in the university. Well, I was in the university for pretty long time, honestly. I am the Vice President of Accounting for BASA. I was the JDC West captain for the year 2025-2026. And, yeah, I've been around university, honestly, just doing different things. If you probably have noticed me somewhere, considering all the marketing material or the promotional stuff. I'm there. That's it. Yeah.
Well, most definitely. I mean, been there, been around is like an understatement. A lot of people comment on me as somebody that has worked on multiple departments on campus, has been around, you know, there. But I swear that she often outdoes me in that presence. She has more clones than I ever do. But before we get started into your journey, do you want to like talk about how you got to Winnipeg or DFW?
Okay, so in 2019, I think, so I sent an email to the Westman women's soccer coach at that time, Amy Anderson, and she was pretty interested in recruiting me for the soccer team. So I had a lot of correspondences with her, and then I was offered an international waiver, basically, to join the University of Winnipeg as a student athlete. And then while I was about to do that is when the pandemic hit. So I was supposed to join fall 2020, and everything went kind of weird from there, to say. But that's kind of how I got in, and like soccer is how I started university, basically.
And how was that for you? How was coming in during COVID time and joining the soccer team? How was that experience? How was the start of the UW journey for you?
Yeah, so once, like, I started fall 2020, online distance learning, basically. And in the meantime, I was just, like, trying to just keep up with soccer, trying to find opportunities in India, where I was at that point of time, and just like trying to keep up with soccer, trying to improve my skills, trying to study at the same time. Oh. There were I know, it gets very hectic sometimes. I mean, we just saw the last one, so fair.
We're back at it again. There was a tiny technical glitch, so if there's a gap between whatever I said before, it's fine. Curie has fixed it. By the way, before we get into it, I just want to give a big shout out to Curie. I don't know if people know about Curie. I mean, everybody around this circle knows about Curie, but she's a wonderful individual that has been helping us coordinate every episode of UWSA Engage. So a big shout out to Curie.
Yeah.
All right. Well, now getting back to our lovely guest. We were talking about her initial journey at UW and how that kind of transitioned. And when she got onto campus, COVID-filled time period and things like that. So yeah. Let's get into that again.
Okay. So it was fall 2020. My first year in university was actually all from India. So, I mean, if you know the time difference, it's like 10 and a half hours behind. Well, forward. Yeah, forward. Or 11 and a half hours
sleep
forward.
Sleep wasn't so an option.
Sleep wasn't really an option. I mean, but also like with soccer and everything, I had to very strategically choose classes, so it has to be like either 8:30 in the morning or like it had to be an asynchronous class, basically. So that's kind of what I did for the entirety of first year while still like getting my skills up and hoping to still play once I get there. And then fall 2021, I got to Canada. Woo! And then because I was pretty late into the season, I just ended up practicing with the team throughout while still taking classes online. So again, 2 years basically went online for my experience in UW at that point. And then like summer is when I started like going out and meeting a lot of people. That's where I met Alan, actually.
Let's, you know, for context, we met each other at the Pride Parade. And UW was doing, you know, I guess we are back from COVID. We were doing the Pride Parade again. And UW was there. And I was this curious guy. I mean, I just got to Canada. I'm figuring things out. And I go up to the Pride, you know, float that we have, and I have this tiny speaker, and then we started the procession representing UFW, and then this person just, you know, walks in between from the crowd, and from then, I've known this person hasn't left.
Yeah, no, it's, yeah, I remember just walking, and I saw the entire, like, parade, like, Pride Parade, and I was really excited, and I saw UW, and I was like, sure, why not go there? I just slide in, and then I look, look to the person that's on my right side, and that was Alan. Yeah. So from then, we stuck the entire
time. We had that sharp South Indian click, and it just kind of happened. It just kind of happened.
Yeah.
And then, how did the future then, I guess now pass, but how did the journey then go?
And then, like, that's when I started getting a lot more involved, and everyone at that point was pretty excited because it was fall, like, 2023. Classes were reopening for in-person intakes, and, you know, it's been, like, it was a very busy semester. I remember staying in, like, coming to the university at, like, 10 a.m. in the morning, staying until 10 p.m., and, like, those time periods were, like, basically very nice and just talking to a lot of people. At the same time, I was still playing soccer, and I played for the Westmen for one season. And then right when we went into our off season is where I injured my knee. So I had to go through rehab for a pretty long time because like it was a meniscal tear and like, yeah, lots of stuff were going on at that same time. And I was like trying to work at the work around that time, and my physiotherapist scolded me about it, so then I had to drop everything. But yeah, that, and then just like that, I started getting myself more and more involved with everything. So then JDC West was one of the things that I started with, and then BASA became another one. For context, BASA is the Business Administration and Students Association.
What's JDC?
Okay, yeah, I was trying to prepare myself for that question. I'm sorry for the people that are French speakers because I do not speak French. I don't know how this works. But JDC is Jeux du Commerce, I think so. Which in translation for the non-French speaking is Commerce Games. And JDC West is a business competition that brings 12 schools across Western Canada into one place for a three-day weekend. Yeah.
There you go. And at that point, when you were getting so involved and things like that, it was like you were still, you know, doing all your courses. You're still an international student doing full-time courses.
Yeah.
You know, the social challenges. You're now going heavy into JDC West, heavy into BASA, heavy into all these different activities. What was that? You know, I know that you became JDC captain in this last year, mm-hmm. but you were leading a kind of a captain life. You were leading in a lot of circumstances. You were taking on so many challenges. How did that life look like? An international student, full-time studies, juggling all sorts of different student groups, still showing up for every event that we plan, every friend group gathering, and managing all that and still hopefully sleeping. How was that?
Yeah, so I think it was honestly a lot to handle at one point of time. So like some things you do have to prioritize. So one thing I started using my last 2 years was Google Calendar, honestly. It just genuinely helped me because I would just block the time period like where I'm busy or like if I have an exam or something like that. And then any other time that I'm more free, I try to... Like, I stay in university most of the time at that point. So people just invite me to, like, drop by or, you know, volunteer or whatever. And then half of them were just, like, ended up being such, like, spontaneous plans where I get to meet more and more people. That's kind of what happened. So
it was busy.
It was busy.
It was chaotic. But calendar is what saved you?
Yep, yeah, Google Calendar mostly.
I did not expect that. But you know what? Oh. You know what? I understand. Oh, I accidentally tapped the mic, so if there was a frequency, I apologize. But yeah, I understand. I understand there being that stress, like all these things. And sometimes it's the simple things. Actually, just knowing when a meeting or a gathering is happening.
Yeah.
And for that, the calendar is very useful.
Yeah. And especially like with Google Calendar, like you just can add like descriptions and stuff. So like whatever you need to prep for or things like that, like I kept checking it like every hour in my day just to see if I'm ready to go for like the next days or whatever.
Don't you ever get anxious that you're always constantly thinking like you're missing a meeting?
Oh, yeah. Always. Yeah. Happens.
By the way, Google has not paid us. This is not an ad. Google Calendar is actually pretty cool.
Yes.
I use Outlook and a mix of Google Calendar. I'm just, yeah. At this point, we're talking about calendars. Let's get back to you now. So you have been active. You're the captain of the JDC West, or finishing your term as captain of the JDC West. And you recently won Executive of the Year, your competitions. How did that happen? How did that journey happen?
So JDC West wasn't planning. Like, basically what happened was normally with JDC West, they end up choosing a host city or a host school by the time the previous JDC West would end. And what happened this time was they didn't have a host school. So no one knew whether JDC was even actually happening that year. So like this January 2026. But, you know, because of that, we didn't have a captain or co-captains. And like we didn't have anybody leading the team at that point because we weren't even sure if that was going to happen. And then May 2025, so last year May, they ended up announcing that it was going to be hosted in Saskatoon. And that's when the dean, Dr. Grant, Dr. Hugh Grant, for context, you've probably seen him around as well.
Goofy guy. I like him, though.
Yeah. He's very interesting, generally. And, yeah, so he reached out to me, and he's like, do you want to be the captain? And I was like, sure. But then we still had to go through the whole interview process and stuff like that. And it was funny because I was hired as the captain in June. And normally captains are hired like February, basically, February, March. So I had less than half the time to do everything that all the other schools almost had that time too. So it was very interesting just... Like, I was working full-time. Well, I was working in MNP for an internship. And I remember during lunch, I would like keep meetings or like after work and stuff like that. It's just like trying to fit anything I could so that I could get things done earlier. And it's like very hectic because some days I wouldn't even have lunch. Sometime I would just end up having dinner. And then like I was trying to fit soccer in as well because like, or gym, like either or. But yeah, it somehow worked. So like just once school started, it was all even more busy. And for all the business students, you've probably seen me come to your classroom and do this 10-minute presentation about what JDC is, what we have, and stuff like that. I know for some of you, you've probably heard that 5 times just from me or me and my executive team, basically. But that was kind of our way to promote what JDC was and recruit. And, you know, it was like a multipurpose situation. But we had to do it because we also had less time. So then just like pushing through with all the other stuff, like practices, prepping for the competition, and then there's volunteering, fundraising, and we had so many things that we had to get done throughout that term. So it was a lot of like just keep hustling all the time.
Sorry to cut you off there. So So you used all these things. What was the process of getting that award, if I may ask?
Oh, okay. So, I mean, it was mostly all of that, just pushing through, getting it done and stuff like that. Like, what I think the process for that is, like, the executives of other schools, so the captains or co-captains, they end up writing like an award nomination for both the Executive of the Year Award as well as the Faculty Advisor of the Year Award. So all like captains and co-captains do that. So like they all basically nominated me. I would say half of them nominated me. And then the organizing committee, who are the people that are actually organizing the competition itself, they go through the nominations and then they elect a person to receive that award. So that's kind of how that process normally goes. But I think the reason that happened was we have this thing called Prairie Games, which is basically like a mock JDC West, just for some of the schools in the Prairies region. So it was like us, ASPR, so University of Manitoba, University of Regina, University of Saskatchewan, University of Calgary, and University of Alberta. So the 6 of us like get together to one city to like try out like sports, like athletics, compete with debate as well as challenge. I'm not going to go into challenge because it's too much to explain.
So many rules, so many nuances that we had to get through. A testing period for you to, you know, show off the work that you did for these kind of things. And that recognition translated into JDC West.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things. The other one is just, like, reaching out to other teams to, like, do, like, mock competitions or helping them out or trying to be just a very community and just being a community person and trying to help each other out.
That's what we're all about. That's you, Winnipeg, in some of it. We're a humble university, but we're all about community. Everything, you know, the hallway conversations, the random highs and bias is what creates and sparks ideas in this campus.
Yeah.
So all that culminated in that award that you received. That's out of 12 top universities across the Western Canada.
Yep.
Was there a specific moment during that competition? And again, this is coming up to the end of your journey at U of W.
Yeah.
This is like this culmination point. Was there a special moment where you realized, you know what? We actually built something special here.
I would say it was just like seeing how all the people that we took to competition just grow and develop was one of the biggest achievements for me, and like how they were interested in coming back to the competition, coming back, giving back to the community, like seeing them like flourish was basically what I would say I consider it as a success personally. And like, and also making sure that the new team had all the stuff that they needed to get even better than where we were.
There's that special moment, I think, mm-hmm. when you're leading something, when you're organizing something.
Yeah.
And you realize it's a team effort. How do you take that athlete life and combine it with all the academic aspects that happen?
One of the things that the coaches that I had for soccer told me that basically, like, I was a very hardworking person, very disciplined, would show up, like, punctuality and stuff like that. And for me, it translated not just for soccer, but for everything else. Like, being punctual, being disciplined, not giving up, finding different ways to get to what you want to do. It's just basically trying to strive for your goals in any way possible, but also helping other people around at the same time. And, like, yeah, teamwork. Yeah, so basically all of that just, like, translated over to who I am as a person even. I'm a very team-oriented person, very hardworking, and, like, it's just been there. And it just got exemplified, I guess.
Yeah, it definitely did. All these values that you brought to the table, that you shared, you built relationships, all that has, you know, been fruitful to the UW community. You've also been a strong voice for international students, and you are somebody that has now finished that international student to alumni pipeline, I guess, to put it in a way. What was the biggest barrier you think the university still needs to break down through that journey? What did you discover in that journey, and, you know, how is that?
I noticed with lots of international students, it's like they're just struggling to survive. A lot of people have, like, if they come to classes and then they go work part-time, or they always look for work within the university so that they can work more hours, pay for their tuition, just struggling to be here. Like, I feel like the university can assist with that kind of support so that they can actually enjoy that university life more often, with just putting themselves in different student groups or volunteering or, you know, showing up for the university events. Like, I feel like half the time they weren't able to do it, or they can't do it, because they always have something that is a lot more, that they have to prioritize more. So I would definitely say the university could help with just, I would say, like, bursaries, maybe, or I know where we are, but
there's
this
more
is just
that can
idea.
Happen, right?
Yeah, there's a lot more that can happen.
And I asked that question at that point mainly because we talked about JDC West and your leadership and the values that you brought. And then we talked about your student athlete life, the football, the teamwork that brought in, and all these creative ideas of doing more with less. That's an example of what you've done, right? I correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But you did that, doing more with less. Mm-hmm. And I think I asked that question about what can the university do more, or what barrier needs to break down, is because you are somebody that did that. And you obviously bring that value. So, and it is true. I think the university could show up for students more, to understand from their perspective. I, for one, am grateful for some of the journey and decisions I took, but I don't think oftentimes everyone gets that opportunity. And I'm very grateful, and I don't take that for granted, and sometimes often think I'm lucky at times to get the opportunities I've had. There's a lot more we could do for the people, and I hope that, I'm just saying this out loud, Arun has to stay back in the alumni network to guide a lot more students that are going to come down. Yes?
Yeah, no, I'm 100% down for it, honestly. I'm definitely feeling that I would miss university. I still show up, by the way. For context, I've graduated. I still show up every day. I don't even know why I'm here, but I'm here. So I definitely miss it so much, and I would love for opportunities to, like, just still be involved in university.
Absolutely. One thing that I did not mention and we did not talk about is, one, you have your VP position with Barca. There was a time when Arun ran for VP with me in an election where I also failed, by the way. We both lost that election. That's the conclusion of that election. But that was 2024?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2024, yes.
Yeah, right? 2024. Yeah.
Oh, geez, time flies.
Yeah, 2024, same time that year.
So that's an added amount of information. How is that, by the way, trying to get into what's... You were an active member in the community. You were doing a lot of things. Mm-hmm. But that was kind of the first position you nominated yourself for, like, high-level leadership in the university.
I would say
same
so,
goes
yeah.
for me, too. I think that was the point. But, yeah.
Yeah. I would say that was a very interesting experience. if you guys didn't know, there was a lot of complaints that year. I'll just put it at that. but, yeah, it was definitely very interesting. But it also showed me, like, how to advocate for people, or, you know, how to just relate to students. And that's something that I learned from that position and, you know, translated it over to all my other positions, like how to be there for them, basically.
And you've grown so much over that time. Mm-hmm. You've started from, you know, you did that election, it did not work out. Then you went through another process to become VP Finance and Accounting for BASA, and then JDC was Captain, Executive of the Year, and then finally an alumni. We are wrapping this episode up, but is there a single sentence or a couple of sentences that you want to share about this journey?
I would say don't be afraid to say yes to every opportunity, because you'll never know that well that's going to go. Like, I never thought I would get an Executive of the Year award for my leadership when I started university. Like, I was just hoping to be part of the soccer team. So, like, don't be afraid to say yes to your personal growth, honestly, and personal development, because that will definitely help you grow, develop, and keep those skills for the long run.
Absolutely. Now we are wrapping up. I'll ask one rapid-fire question. Favorite study spot of all time for UW?
I usually use the student group office in the Bueller Center.
There you go. All right. So for people that are in business listening to it, that's the space that she used to succeed in this university.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there are other spaces. That's more accessible to everyone. So I'll say the first floor lounge definitely helps.
There you go. And sure, there are other spots, but that's Arun's space for success amongst many others in the UW. Thank you so much for being here today at UWSA Engage. And thank you to everyone that's listening. Arun, you have been great. You have led this, led a lot of students, a lot of people in this university, and you have led by example. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me here. It was definitely really nice to talk about and reflect back on my years in university. And thank you to
Curie.
Alan.
Thank you to Curie. And thank you to...
And everyone that's been part of this journey, I would say.
Yep. Tune in to more episodes at UWSA Engage. We are available on CKUW at 95.9 FM and also on Spotify. And you can access that through our website. Once again, thank you for listening, and I'll see you and I'll talk to you another time.
Never far away. Birds, bats, deer, snakes. These and other wild species are often found where many of us live, in towns, cities, and suburban neighborhoods. Sadly, many people see these animals as pests that invade homes and gardens. Aren't we invaders too? As our communities continue to grow, we destroy animals' natural habitat and force them to adapt to ours. But we can learn to live in harmony with wildlife, even in our biggest cities. Welcome animals that help control insects and rodents naturally. Seal your garbage carefully to avoid attracting unwanted visitors. Look for holes in your house where wildlife can get in. And that's just a start. To learn more about how you can live with wild neighbors, visit hww.ca.